It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast. Are you threatening Hunter already?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Hey, I don't know.
I had my headphones on. Yeah. I was getting pointed at.
Fists and everything.
I might have just gotten fired.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Did I get fired? What happened here? Anyways, it's time for the podcast. Kiki, you're going to be on the podcast with us. So it's Friday and we got five facts, five opinions. It's one of my favorite things to do, also because we don't have to do much thinking about it.
Right.
So here you go. Let's do it. Five facts, five opinions for you on a Friday. Fact number one. The number one song on the Billboard charts at the end of the last decade was Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah.
The final number one 2 decades ago on December 1999 was Smooth by Santana.
And Rob
Thomas. That was a great song. Great album.
What a jump in music.
Yeah.
By tens like that?
Yeah, for sure.
How music has changed.
For sure. I think 90s kind of ushered out the era of rock being the big staple.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You take the group from 2000 to 2010 and then 2010 to where we're at now.
Yeah.
Two groups. Which is better? Which had better music? Which decade?
Wait, from 2000
to 2010?
I think 2010. 2000 to 2010.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
And again, that was also, you know, I was in high school.
We were growing up.
Yeah, of course, of course. And a lot of music now. And the fact that we're in the age of mumble rappers. I don't remember. 1989, it was Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. 1979, it was Escape, the Pina Colada song.
Oh.
If you like pina coladas, getting blown in the rain.
What?
Oh, I see you changed the lyrics.
No, that's how it goes.
He always does.
Fact number two. Girls Just Want to Have Fun was written by a dude. A guy named Robert Hazard wrote it and recorded it in 1979, but it didn't become a hit until Cyndi Lauper covered it 4 years later.
She's a phony.
What?
She's a phony.
See, even guys have to take care of the girl songs.
Oh.
Whatever. You guys think you know everything.
Girls just want to have fun. Girl. Do girls just want to have fun, Kiki?
We do.
You do just
want to? I mean, he's not wrong.
That's a pretty accurate statement.
I'd say that gentleman nailed it.
He nailed it. You
got it. Want to have fun. How about,
it's my body and I cry if I want to.
A man definitely wrote that
one. Cry if I want to. It's my party. Cry. A lot of singing in this podcast already. Yeah, it's weird. Right. Fact number three, opinion number three. The Alien prequel, Prometheus, I'm glad I got that one, had a budget of $130
million,
which would have been enough to fund actually searching for real aliens for 52 years.
Oh, wow.
So what should we do with this $130
million? Could have done a really cool documentary
instead.
We could search for aliens, but we're probably not going to find. Let's just make fake ones.
Let's just make fake. It's easier that way.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's pretty good.
I've actually never seen Alien. Or I haven't seen any of them.
I haven't really seen the Aliens one.
Not really into that kind of movie.
Yeah. That's the one where the thing comes out of the guy's chest, right?
Yep.
That's exactly how it
goes. I'm pretty sure that's how. All right. Fact number four, opinion number four. Charles Barkley missed the first game of the 1994 NBA season because he accidentally rubbed lotion in his eyes during an Eric Clapton concert. Is that real?
Man, that's just what? That's just terrible.
That's terrible. I got a terrible pain.
I mean, it happens. You know, it does happen. Sometimes you're on Eric Clapton concert and it's real dry in there and you just got to put some lotion on.
Boy, it's so dry at this concert. Do you have any lotion? Well, yes, I do.
But let me put it in my eyeballs first.
You got to be
my
careful.
My eyes are dry.
You got to be careful.
Charles Barkley, man.
Wow.
And then 10 years later.
How long is lotion? I mean, that must have been some really fragrant, you know, like a fragrance lotion.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever had issues with lotion in my eyeballs, first of all. But even if it did, why would you be out for like over a day?
A whole game? What?
I know you're thinking of a joke.
What?
Lotion in the eyes.
I wasn't thinking anything.
Think something else got in his eyes? Is that what you're thinking?
Yes, I was waiting for your joke.
What?
So I think you're onto something. I don't think it was lotion.
No, I think you was probably just hungover. What's your what? I don't know what you're saying. What are you getting at, Hunter?
Nothing.
I got nothing.
Are you talking about
like a jerk off?
Yes. She's got the damn joke. You're the perverted one out of all three, and you have no idea.
I don't know if Charles Barkley's got jizz in his eyes or not.
Charles
Barkley. We don't know that.
Oh, it's a Kiki.
But we can
assume.
For the love of God.
Yeah. I've never gotten jizz in your eyes before.
Darn, jeez, dude.
Much.
No comment.
TMI. We've only done it. We've only had that happen once in the shower. That was the only time you let me do it.
TMI. TMI.
Come on now.
Hey, you brought up jizz for
TMI
God's sake.
TMI for sure.
All right, let's get fact number five. Opinion number five.
Please.
The song. God, another song. One. The song Dixie was the Confederate anthem during the Civil War, even though it was written by a composer from Ohio.
Oh.
In the North.
I don't know that song.
You know that.
Dixie. Yeah.
Isn't that it?
I don't think so. That's the Cucaracha, isn't it?
I think you should Google it.
The Cucaracha.
Oh, okay. Like,
I actually had in my...
right. It is that, the Dixie horn.
I think so, the Dixie horn. In my car, I had a horn hookup, and it was a pad that had...
Different noises.
All the different noises. So it was plugged in, it was wired in.
Those are awesome.
And so you could. It had La Cucaracha, it had the Dixie horn, it had a bunch of other different ones. It had like a big old like air horn, like... So it was just sitting there, and you could hit it. That's the kind of stuff we put in our vehicles. Mm-hmm. That stupid kind of stuff. Wired it myself. There's wires hanging, exposed wires hooked up in
Grandpa
my vehicle.
Grandpa had one in his Cadillac.
Oh,
he scared the hell out of people, man. And he had one that had the Michigan fight song, so we'd roll up to the football games.
Nice.
Dun, 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 dun. What the hell?
Yeah, the car pulling up. It was pretty impressive how you could do that. Yeah. So I should put one in my truck.
You don't see those anymore.
No. Are they illegal? Can you have that?
That might be illegal.
Yeah.
I think it is illegal,
Kiki,
actually.
Did you ever pimp your ride in high school?
You know, I did the typical 16-year-old stuff where I got, like, cool floor mats.
I was gonna
and
say,
a little
the
fuzzy,
cheetah print seat cover?
Steering wheel. No, I had, like, Betty Boop.
Oh, you did?
At one point, yep, I had Betty Boop. And, like, a fuzzy, you know, steering wheel cover. And then I also attempted to buy those fake rims that you can get at Walmart.
Oh! The AutoZone rims.
So, and I tried to put those on and they just fell off.
The spinners only like one spun.
So 2000.
Yeah.
So yep. 2000.
Maybe kids still do. I don't know. I'm not hanging out in a lot of high school parking lots to check it out.
I haven't seen too many plastic spinners lately.
But everyone had, you know, the fart cans on
muffler
the
muffler tip.
The muffler tip, the horns.
As a girl, we didn't do that, you know. But you know, when we were in high school, the Honda Civics, those were the cars that they pimped up.
Oh, for sure.
There was like a huge group of guys that all had these Honda Civics.
Fast and Furious, bro.
And
a bunch of Paul Walkers.
They were pimped.
Oh, yeah.
They were pimped.
Had the old bass tube hooked up in the back.
Yeah, dude.
Literally
sick spoilers.
Took out a speaker, one of the back speakers in my Bronco, bought this bass tube. And for you youngins out there, you used to be able to buy these pre-made bass tubes at Walmart. And they weren't that expensive. And you just had to wire it in. Two wires in the back.
Yep.
And it would, it would bump. It would bump. Of course, then if you tried to get people in the backseat, you had to move it. Put it in the way back.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you move your bass tube, bro?
Watch out. When you're getting frisky, you turn it on, get that bass going. Classic.
Yeah, I look back at that time and I'm like, I was
like
a douchebag.
By the way, we did not like that.
No.
The
did you like my puka shell necklace and my
yes.
black wife beater?
Yes. Yes, we did.
I just love that you had the classy wife beater.
Right.
Black. It ain't white. It ain't trashy.
I think it came in a pack of blue, white, and black.
And it had matching boxers that went with. It was one of those kits you could buy. It was the douchebag kit. Show you how to wear it.
Oh, with your Hollister jeans.
Man.
Abercrombie jeans.
Yeah.
Good times. Really good times back then, guys. All right, there you go. That's five facts, five opinions for a Friday. Nicely done.
Very good.
Kiki, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You said jizz way too many times, for God's sakes.
Jizz. Ooh. Not enough.
Holy shenanigans. Right.
Not enough, that's what she said.
Want to be on our next podcast, too?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think about that, Kiki? Jizz. Not enough. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. This is actually the last podcast for just a while.
For
2019. Well, no, because we come back and there's still a day
or two. Oh, no, the 30th.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have two more?
Yeah, I think so.
Two more.
I think
30th,
so. Before,
31st.
Before we ring in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So, don't forget to check out more on the website where you found this podcast, WIRX.com. As always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, we'll see you guys next time.